Mark, thanks for taking the time to chat with me this morning.
No, look, it's really great that you've invited us on.
So school staff is a pretty broad idea. Who specifically are you calling to be added to the list?
Yeah, look, we're workers inside schools, from there with support staff, teachers, of course, and principals, cleaners, all the workers that operate inside school, and in our case, early learning centres, preschools, long day care centres and the like. And the reason that we're seeking that is that the New South Wales Health Commission's records would show that last year, and this is well known to your listeners, there was about 50 schools in New South Wales that had an incident with the nasty COVID virus and about 20 early learning centres. It only takes one student or one adult to bring COVID into the workplace, and the ripple effect of that is quite considerable. If your listeners just pause for a minute and think of the high schools that we were dealing with closing that had up to 1,000 students in them, and sometimes a little bit more. So you've got massive disruption to not only 1,000 students, but their families and all of the workplace arrangements that they have in place to make their lives work. So we think that as students move back into schools next week and schools open up, that we think there's a strategy that the government could adopt to keep those schools open for 2021 and not disrupt education.
So if you're looking to add staff to the list, adults, I mean, it's been shown that kids, while they might not feel the side effects, they can transmit the virus. So what would the purpose of vaccinating the staff be?
Well, the purpose would be, there's always been a conundrum, and it's a vexed issue, of the rules and regulations that operate outside a school fence and then what operates inside a school setting. So it's, as you can imagine, if you've got 30-odd students in a classroom and you're the adult with them, then there's not much space to move, so you can't meet the square meterage rule. So we're saying take that angst out, take that element of worry and concern out of schools and the communities that they serve, and vaccinate the adults that work inside those walls.
And so you mentioned before that, you know, there was quite a lot of institutions, educational institutions, including secondary schools, primary schools and early childhood care centres that, you know, were shut down because of the virus. I mean, for you, what makes vaccinating the staff a priority to the point where they should be included in, you know, the priority group of vaccinations?
No, look, a great question. And we think it's this. Is in 2020, schools and early learning centres provided a sterling level of service to the communities that they serve. They got up and pivoted on their heels and delivered education online in many instances. In other instances, it was parents collecting packs of information as they drove through school gates. There was a whole range of strategies that worked where schools and teachers were desperate to make sure that student education wasn't disrupted. And we saw the joy on those Year 12 students in New South Wales and the ACT towards the end of last year that they actually made it, even though many of them did suffer disruption. So we think the strategy, and as you mentioned in your intro, it's not only you know, Great Britain's recommending it, the Children's Commissioner's there, the Centre of Disease Prevention in America is also recommending that teachers join the group. And we're not seeking to displace anyone from that group in any way, shape or form. Those people that are in that first phase, as they're calling it, remember the planning still in its infancy, it absolutely rightly includes frontline health workers, workers in aged care, the residents of aged care, quarantine and border officials. They are the people that should be absolutely there. We're saying let's add teachers into that group or the very top of phase two, and that way education won't be disrupted as it was in 2020.
Mark, I want to thank you so much for taking the time to chat with me this morning.
No, really appreciate the opportunity.